Because intervention is a surprise to the addict, oftentimes family members say, gee, I sure feel like I'm being kind of deceptive. It feels a little dishonest to me. And it can feel that way, but let me explain why intervention in almost all cases should be a surprise. When somebody's addicted to alcohol or other drugs, it's the addiction that's running the show. The addiction is making the decisions. And if we let this person know, if we say, hey, Mary, why don't you come on over so we can discuss your alcoholism? You know, it's very unlikely that Mary's going to come over. As a matter of fact, the addiction, because remember, we talked about this before, the addiction has taken over the survival instinct in Mary's brain. So the addiction doesn't want Mary to get help. The addiction doesn't want Mary to go into treatment. So the addiction is going to come out in a very defensive way. It's going to shut down, keep Mary from reaching out and accepting your help. So by making it a surprise, we don't notify the addiction in advance. It's really the addiction we don't want to notify. It's not about Mary. So when Mary comes and it's a surprise and we reach out to her with such great love, we in essence are tiptoeing around the addiction and getting to the real person. We are getting to her heart, family to family. And in that way, Mary is much more likely to open up to us. She's much more likely to listen because the addiction doesn't have that stronghold over her that it would if we notified her ahead of time to tell her what we're talking about.